I got to retort to that. I wish they'd turn on the repeaters up there again, man. And, that's when it's good, when all of them are running. But, yeah, well, I talked to Sheboygan Bob during that storm. And I've seen some videos on it, in fact, up by where he lived. I've seen some videos on YouTube, man. And let me tell you, it took out more than just repeaters. That was the apocalypse up there. Well, I don't know if apocalypse is used that word for cold, but a lot of damage, lots of damage. Oh, it was all in the news and stuff, too. And not to mention, people up there, living up there, you know, took videos and sent it to YouTube. I told Bob, I said, man, I said, my hat's off to you. I said, it's going to, you know, no offense, but it's going to take, I mean, I'm looking at poles down, all down the road, you know, all the poles tipped over and not one standing and everything. I told him, I said, hey, it's going to be a while before you probably see electricity there. But, yeah, all is good now. There's still a lot of cleanup still being done up there. What he's told me, they're still cleaning up there. Everything's good, though. You know, most of it's pretty well straightened out. It's, you know, just a lot of tree branches and stuff still left. You know, they're still cleaning up there. That's how bad it was. I'll get back to you, my friend. I'm going to get done with this video here and see what else is happening. So we'll talk to you in a minute.